So right now, let us bring in Mr. Warmth, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Mr. Warmth, Mr. Tired.
All right, well, you know, we knew that was going to happen. You know, I had a disastrous thought yesterday watching a TV commercial.
Uh-oh.
It was for the Rogue. You have the Rogue, right?
Yes, I do.
So they got the Rogue, and they got them doing all this and that. And something all of a sudden popped into my mind. Where the hell is Pat going to put his Christmas tree now?
I'll put it on top of it.
You will?
Yeah. It's even got a rack.
Yeah. There's not as much top space, though.
It's not as long because you don't have the third row seat that the Highlander has. Yeah. The Highlander has, you know, those third row seats. Yeah. So it's not as long, but I'll tell you, it did very well last night. Not a problem. You know, all day yesterday, actually. Some more in the car than any place else. But, scooting around across Long Island, everything like that. It's a comfortable drive. And the fact that they have the share channel now on Sirius, you know, I'm in 7th Heaven.
Well, I would imagine. You're probably singing like crazy.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of the songs, had no idea she did, but was nice. And they have some, you know, interviews with her that they put on from time to time. And a lot of her and Sonny, not just Cher. So if you are a Cher fan, it's a great, great channel. And if you're not, you could just switch to it from time to time. You could tie to the other channels. That's what's good about that. But in the meantime, hope everybody had a nice Easter. I think Easter turned out to be fairly decent.
Yeah, you know? It was fair. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I don't think it was too bad. And today will be partly sunny. There's a chance of a shower. If we get the shower, it's late in the day, 70 to 75. Shower is still possible tonight. This is an offshore low in the low 50s. And then partly sunny Tuesday, low 70s. Wednesday, a front goes by in the morning with its shower. Then it turns partly cloudy, a little bit cooler, mid-60s, not bad. Sunny Thursday, 65 to 70. And the next chance of showers on Friday, that should clear up over the weekend. But it will be a little bit breezy and cool for the weekend.
But we're going to have warm weather till the weekend.
No, cool. Cool weather for the weekend.
No, till the weekend, I said. Till the weekend.
Oh, until the weekend. Yeah, right, right. Shouldn't be bad at all. Mm-hmm. So you should be happy.
I'm happy right now. Yeah. I didn't wear a coat or throw or anything on, even though it was a little chilly this morning, but not that bad.
No, it's not. It's really not terrible.
All the buds are popped now here. All the buds are popped. The forsythia is out, and even the trees are starting to flower now.
Same here. Get down to Long Island. It's like a different world. You know, everything is green down there. You know, everything is just blossoming all over the place. You come up here north, and you can see how, you know, we're delayed because we're colder. But I have to tell you, wasn't too bad on the way out. I made it from, now we're talking the Lower Hudson Valley. I made it from the Lower Hudson Valley out to Oyster Bay, which is on the north shore of Long Island, folks. 1 hour and 15 minutes yesterday.
That's not bad.
Not bad. Then from there to my sister's, and that took a half hour, South Shore. Then from my sister's to my nephew, that took a half hour. And then from my nephew's back home, it took an hour and 15 minutes to get back home. So I got home last night at 10:45. I went to sleep at 11:15, and I got up at 2:45.
So basically you had like a 16-hour day yesterday.
Yeah, it was rough. Right.
And out of that, probably six driving.
You know, when you think about it, let's see. You know, 1.5, that's 2, 2.5, 3. I would say about 4 hours driving.
So four.
Four. It's not terrible.
No.
It's not terrible.
You wouldn't even be in Portland. You'd be just about getting to Portland, Maine, from where you are now in 4 hours.
In 4 hours, yeah. So, all I could say, I'm glad it's over. It was nice. It was nice seeing the family and the whole bit. But I'm glad it's over. I am glad it's over.
Did you get your seat in church?
No problem. Because they changed the masses yesterday. They added a mass, and they added a 7:30 a.m. mass. Uh-huh. So I went to that. And as much as that was crowded, I had my seat. which is really great. But, you know, the Cape people, they go to, you know, they come to church on Easter. You've heard that before, right?
Yeah.
Cape people, that's, for those who don't know what we're talking about, those are the people that go to church on Christmas, Ash Wednesday, Palm Sunday, and Easter.
That's it. There you go.
So the Cape people were out yesterday.
Out in full.
They were in church. You know, I know everybody in our church, so I know who belongs and who doesn't, but at least they come. That's the way I look at that. And I came home from church yesterday, and then I found out the news about Sri Lanka, and I was completely in shock. I could not believe that.
It's a crazy world we live in.
I was just going to say, what is going on?
It's always a crazy world. It's been a crazy world. I remember when I was going out of high school into college and stuff like that, it was a crazy world. But it was a crazy world for different reasons. There was Vietnam, you know, and there was the struggle against Vietnam. So that's what made it crazy then. It is always craziness in individual countries. But now there's a plague of the world. Everything's crazy in the world. Everything is just
everywhere.
A comedian wins in Ukraine.
I heard that.
He's gonna negotiate with Vladimir Putin.
Could you imagine?
It's bad enough Trump can't even negotiate with him. Never mind a comedian. I don't know anything about the comedian's political stance. I just think it's absolutely, the world has gone crazy. There must be crazy juice in the air or something.
I don't know. It really is, when you think about it, it's kind of bizarre. It really is bizarre. What's going on? Well, at least we know it's not just here, you know?
No, it's all over.
Yeah.
And now another Democrat just declared running for president, and Biden's going to declare this week. Do you know what? Everybody in the Democratic Party should just declare they're running for president. Everybody.
And how do we decide that? With the primary?
Yeah, primaries. Yeah.
And the primary, so that's the, how, the, I mean, the, that's how the, that's how Americans will, or that's how Democrats will decide who's going to be running.
And the first primary vote isn't for about 11 months.
Right. That's what I kind of figured. Next year, right?
That's the primary. And then then it's next year is November. This year, of course, is November of 2019. So even though they'll be primarying then, the election isn't until November of the following
2020.
Year.
2020.
I mean, I'm sick of the election already.
Already. So this November, the Democrats will vote for their running parties.
Well, they'll start at the end of the summer. And, of course, the primaries go for like 3 or 4 months.
Gotcha.
So it's just like, it's just nuts. It's just nuts. I don't know. Now they're going to say that it's going to be like a $2 billion campaign. You know how many hungry people we could feed for, and how many people that need housing we could give housing for $2 billion in a year and a half stretch?
Amazing.
It's sickening. It makes you sick.
Amazing. Yeah. It really is. Yeah, I watched a little bit of the news yesterday before I left, and my head was spinning. You know, I'm just looking at everything that's going on, everything. Not just here, but, you know, and I'm saying to myself, gee, the world is really in a very turbulent state right now. Very turbulent.
Call it what it is. It's crazy. It's not crazy, crazy, but it's crazy. It's the world has spinning backwards. It's not spinning in the right direction.
Really? Yeah, it's a good way of putting it.
Oh, well. What the
heck? That's the way of putting it. Yeah, so, so that's pretty much it, Marshall.
So, now, do you
today's
remember?
Today's a light day for me.
I told you, we spoke about Blood, Sweat, and Tears, right?
Yes, you told me.
So I interviewed him. And it was a great interview, and I was telling him that the night that I went to see them, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, I went with a girl, this is like 500 years ago, who looked just like Helen Reddy. And you know what he said to me, which embarrassed me? He goes, so you remember that night? I said, oh, I remember it. I remember you guys playing. And yeah, she looked just like on Helen Reddy. He said, what was her name?
You know what? I can't remember.
I can't remember. I said, uh-oh, I'm in trouble with the Me Toos. She looked just like Helen Reddy. She did. But I've been now, you know, thinking about this off and on. And you know what? There's just no idea. It's not coming to me. It's never going to come to me.
Wow. Did you like the interview? The interview went well?
Oh, yeah. The interview went great. He was fun. Lots of fun to interview. Yeah. That's fun to interview. Good guy.
They are Chicago's going to be coming down here in Bergen County, New Jersey, I think this summer. And the only problem is, Marshall, it's a Thursday night,
yeah. A
one-night performance. How do I do that?
Call up your buddy and say you're working the next morning.
I don't know why they would do it on a Thursday night.
Well, because it's, you know, it's... Maybe they're serving a Blue Star dinner before a Blue Plate special.
I read the small print. That's not included.
No. Okay. Yeah. You know, for our seniors, we go out to a concert. It's not like the old days where it would start at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. What time does this concert start on the Thursday?
8.
That's right. You're home in bed by 10.
Yeah, I guess so. But for us, you know, for us, that's late.
Yeah, well, for us, it's yeah, we can't do it.
Right.
You can't do it. It's just out of the question. All right, Pat. Well, follow this off and on rainy but warm week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You have a great Monday, and I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.